Hello, everybody. We're here with Dr. Vernikos, who's going to speak about why sin kills. Dr. Vernikos was the head of director of life sciences at NASA headquarters from 1993 to year 2000. In addition to publishing over 200 scientific articles, or papers, and articles, reviews, and numerous awards, and we're very, very pleased to have her to speak for a few minutes. To the Jump Into Shape community on why sitting kills. So any insight you could share with us is much appreciated.
You're welcome. So why sitting kills? Well, like, I came at it from a very roundabout way. I was working at NASA doing research on the effects of removing the force of gravity, basically microgravity, in astronauts in space, and we wanted to find out what it did to their health. We developed a model on the ground, because of course we have gravity all around us on the ground, but what we discovered, that one way of reducing the influence of gravity was to lie in bed continuously without getting up at all. And we did a lot of studies in bed rest, as we call it, volunteers, in both men and women, for days and months, and we discovered that yes, indeed, that we got similar changes in people lying down continuously as in astronauts in space. Well, there was something very interesting. We were looking at how exercise perhaps could counteract some of these changes, and so we started a lot of studies that introduced exercise done horizontally in the bed, in various forms of intensive exercise, both isokinetic and isometric and aerobic, and compared, and there was an improvement, but it was not completely reversed. It was almost around a 40 to 50% improvement, but never better than that. Now, resistive exercise was a little better, but still, did not prevent the effects of lying in bed 24 hours a day. So I asked that question, why should, what can you do to reverse the effects of lying in bed continuously? And the changes are horrible. I mean, you have increase in fatty acids, in sugar, in aerobic capacity is reduced, bone and muscle loss occurs, and so on. Very much changes, very similar to those of aging. What the answer I got by having subjects stand up periodically, like every hour, every 2 hours, every 4 hours, that just standing up for a few minutes and then going back and lying in bed continuously could prevent the changes we would see by lying in bed continuously. And started looking at, perhaps, was it inactivity? No, it wasn't inactivity. Exercise was not the solution. It helped, but it wasn't the solution. And we discovered that what was the solution was the change in posture. Mm-hmm. That gravity in the vertical, the vertical influence of gravity as we stand up, is extremely important and significant to our health in general. And of course, when you stand up, is one, we call it 1GZ in the vertical position, vertical direction. And if you walk or run, it's about 1.5, maybe 2G. When you jump, though, you can go up to 4G, four times Earth's gravity. And that's why trampolines are so good and excellent for health. And, of course, just plain jumping has the same effect. And you can jump, you can generate up to 6G with jumping.
Wow.
On a trampoline, we know it's about 4G. It's been measured. But it depends, how well you squat, whether you squat and jump or you take off from a standing position and jump, depends on the amount of G you can generate. That done periodically, And that was important. That was an important thing that we found. It wasn't once a day, like we think of exercise, going to the gym once a day, and we've done it. That's not the thing. It's a question of exposing ourselves to gravity in the vertical direction throughout the day, intermittently, every 30 minutes, an hour, every 2 hours, whatever, as long as it is that change in position from sitting to standing, from lying down to standing up, and back again. And it's not with exercise, it's not with walking, it is just plain old standing, plain old jumping in the vertical direction. And that was an important lesson, and also told us, we went back, that sitting was very dangerous, because sitting was like lying in bed continuously. If you sit for hours on end, you remove, you take away the normal changes in posture that we do throughout the day. So it's not the hours of sitting, it's the hours of uninterrupted sitting. Interrupting the sitting with standing up, with jumping, or anything one can do in the vertical direction is a very, very important. You can squat and jump or whatever. So that is a summary, a very rapid summary, of how we came to this conclusion from astronauts in space to back to people here on Earth and the rest of us who sit there at offices and desks and whatever else, watching television, working at a computer, and the other killer things we do throughout the day.
Right, no, that's wonderful. Thank you. I mean, just can I ask you a few follow-up questions?
Yes, of course.
Great, great. So for someone who, you know, works, most people work, you know, a lot of people work on the desk and sit all day. If they're not active, what are the major things that could, you know, dangers to it, to the health? What, I mean, after sitting at a desk for 10, 15 years, unfortunately, what things can develop?
Yes. The major things that you can do is, in fact, interrupt the sitting. When you stop and think about it, we invented the chair mostly for kings and emperors to sit in, and the rest of the people were on the ground, sitting on the floor, on the ground, or squatting.
Right.
And from squatting to standing, you had to squat or kneel, and from squatting to standing, you went to standing. And eventually, we took the easy way out and thought, well, if kings can sit on chairs, why not us?
Right.
So the chair became a very popular thing. And what chairs have done is taken away our normal everyday activities that our parents and grandparents did in the course of a day. You know, we'd vacuum, we'd clean, we'd mop, we'd make beds, we would garden. We would ride a bicycle to the store instead of getting in a car and out of a car or whatever else that is less work-related, less intensive physically. But again, we have seen that it is a question of degree. You can amplify the effects of gravity, and you can increasing the frequency is not as important, but it certainly is not more than 30 minutes every hour.
Right, right, good. And I mean, I've heard a lot that says, you know, a lot of the diseases that we unfortunately think, you know, are unavoidable. I mean, I've even read some studies that cancer, to a certain degree, you know, the more active we are and the more exercise could actually be prevented in some cases. Is that what your findings show as well?
Yes, absolutely. And if you cannot physically get up by yourself, there are certainly ways that you can be helped to stand up periodically, to change position, whether it's a tilt bed or some sort of harness or people that can just hold you up for a minute, and that you can sit down again every so often. It's very therapeutic. And what is amazing is how quickly you deteriorate when you don't do it.
Right.
In other words, if you don't interrupt the sitting within a day, certainly by 4 days, you have well-established deterioration, deconditioning.
Right.
Take an athlete and sit them in a chair, and they'll decondition.
Right. No, I recently I know someone that came out of the hospital. I think they told me the doctor said something like every day in the hospital is like like 4 days of sitting something. It was like, I know, I think he said for every day in the hospital it takes like 4 days to recover.
Yes.
Something crazy like that.
Yeah.
Right. Well, one more final question, because what we try to do with Jump Into Shape is we have a whole exercise program revolving around jump roping. I know you said it was 4G for jumping. Have you done any studies for active jump roping with like heavy jump ropes on what G that is?
It doesn't even have to be a heavy jumping, just regular old skipping rope.
Right.
Is a very, very excellent fitness maintenance activity.
Good. I guess.
I remember once I had someone in the audience who was talking about what they could do and so on. I said skipping rope. He said, I was a skipping rope champion. I said, well, what happened? He said, well, I stopped doing it. That's what we do. We stop doing it. We stop doing what it comes naturally.
Right. I guess as people get older, they forget. I guess maybe the best thing is maybe at all these jobs in offices, they should hand out jump ropes to everyone.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Probably increase productivity as well.
You give them a jump rope during the lunch.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Great. Okay, now, thank you so much, Dr. Bernkowitz. This
You're
is very, very insightful. Thank you for all the Jump Into Shape listeners. I mean, like I said before, all we really try to do is we're trying to build a healthier body for our soul. I mean, it's like I said, so many people sit so often that they deteriorate their body, and then they can't do anything else that's meaningful in life.
No, exactly. It's so important that we because it's going to get worse. There'll be more apps and more technologies, and we'll sit more. Or we'll lie, and carry our cell phone around and all day long.
Right. Okay, this is wonderful and inspiring. Again, thank you so much for your time, and have a wonderful day.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.